I don't suppose your lot are any better. Let us say different, then. Say what you like. Avager looked over the Adirin's body again, addressing Zogzal's chest. I just wish everybody would mind their own business. I see no change, though. It'll all end in tears.
I don't think you really belong here, Avager.
Zogzal nodded wisely, slowly. Avager shrugged and did not raise his eyes. I don't think any of us do.
The brave belong where they decide.
Some harshness entered the Adirin's voice. Avager looked at the broad, dark face above him.
Well, you would see that, wouldn't you?
He turned away and walked back toward the pallet. Zogzal watched and vibrated his chest quickly, tensing his muscles, then releasing. The wires on him slipped a little further. Behind his back, he felt the bonds around one wrist slacken fractionally. The train gathered speed. The controls and screens looked dim to him, so he watched the lights on the tunnel walls outside. They had slid by gently at first, passing the side windows of the broad control deck more slowly than the quiet tide of his breathing. Now, there were two or three lights running by for each time he breathed. The train was pushing him gently in the back, drawing him toward the rear of the seat and anchoring him there. Blood, a little of it, not much, had dried under him, sticking him there. His course, he felt, was set. There was only one thing left to do. He searched the console, cursing the darkness gathering behind his eye. Before he found the circuit breaker on the collision brake, he found the lights. It was like a little present from God. The tunnel ahead flashed with bright reflections as the train's nose headlights clicked on. The double set of rails glinted, and in the distance he could see more shadows and reflections in the tunnel walls, where access tubes slanted in from the foot tunnels and blast doors ribbed the black rock walls. His sight was still going, but he felt a little better for being able to see outside. At first he worried, in a distant, theoretical way, that the lights might give too much warning, should he be lucky enough to catch the human still in the station. But it made little difference. The air pushed in front of the train would warn them soon enough. He raised a panel near the power control lever and peered at it. His head was light. He felt very cold. He looked at the circuit breaker and then bent down, jamming himself between the rear of the seat, cracking the blood seal beneath him and starting to bleed again, and the edge of the console. He shoved his face against the edge of the power control lever, then took his hand away and gripped the collision brake failsafe. He moved his hand so that it would not slip out, then just lay there. His one eye was high enough off the console to see the tunnel ahead. The lights were coming faster now. The train rocked gently, lulling him. The roaring was fading from his ears, like the sight dimming, like the station behind slipping away and vanishing, like the seemingly steady, slow, quickening stream of lights flowing by on either side. He could not estimate how far he had to go. He had started it off. He had done his best. No more, finally, could be asked of him. He closed his eye, just to rest. The train rocked him.
It's great!
Wubslin grinned when Hawser, Yelsin and Balveda walked onto the control deck. It's all ready to roll, all systems go.
Well, don't wet your pants,
Yelsin told him, watching Balveda sit down in a seat, then sitting in another herself. We might have to use the transit tubes to get around. Hawser pressed a few buttons, watching the readouts on the train systems. It all looked, as Wubslin had said, ready to go.
Where's that damn drone? Hawser said to Yelsin.
Drone? Unaha Clasp?
Yelsin said into her helmet mic.
What is it now?
Unaha Clasp said.
Where are you?
I'm taking a good look through this antiquated collection of rolling stock. I do believe these trains may actually be older than your ship.
Tell it to get back here, Hawser said. He looked at Wubslin. Did you check this whole train?
Yelsin ordered the drone back as Wubslin nodded and said,
All of it except the reactor car. Couldn't get into bits of it.
Which are the door controls?
Hawser looked around for a moment, recalling the layout of the train controls.
That lot.
He pointed at one of the banks of buttons and light panels to one side of Wubslin. The engineer studied them.
Ordered back. Told to return, like it was a slave, one of the Adirin's Megel, as though it was a machine. Let them wait a little.
Unaha Clasp had also found the map screens in the train just down the tunnel. It floated in the air in front of the coloured expanses of backlit plastic.
It used its manipulating fields to work the controls, turning on small sets of lights which indicated the targets on both sides, the major cities and military installations. All of it dust now. All of their precious humanoid civilization ground to junk under glaciers or weathered away by wind and spray and rain and frozen in ice. All of it. Only this pathetic maze tomb left.